Writers' festivals are places where ideas get discussed, but at the well-known Ubud Writers Festival in Bali over the last few days, there were some ideas that were banned, specifically sessions dealing with the massacres that happened on that island back in the 60s. Another thing the authorities didn't want discussed was a strong local protest movement about a planned reclamation of land near the Denpasar Airport. Australian academic Thor Kerr was due to speak about that, but his session was cancelled. I spoke to him earlier today.
There was already a ban in place which banned at least three major events dealing with the 50th anniversary of those massacres, and then a couple of days later, the panel that I was on to discuss the anti-reclamation movement was also banned. The irony in some sense is that it was replaced by a hastily convened panel that talked about the important issue of haze in Indonesia, and these are the haze from fires in Sumatra and Kalimantan.
But quite as thorny an issue as the one that you were going to be dealing with.
Yeah, and it's not as thorny precisely because it's not in the local area. So when I look and I study environmental politics, and a big part of environmental politics is often the location within which something is stated. So if something's stated in a very local place as a local issue for local people, there's often a more powerful response. People are engaged with local environmental issues, and people are often determined to try and solve them because or help solve them in some way because they know that the impacts will directly affect them and their families.
So where do you think the ban came from, though? Do you think it was at a local level, or do you think it's a wider Indonesia crackdown on free speech, you know, seeing writers' festivals as possibly dangerous places where ideas get talked about too much?
Okay, I think the context is that this occurred within a general crackdown on public discussion of things that are uncomfortable particularly for Indonesia's elites, its commercial elites, so such as in the project, that this reclamation project in Bali, but also in terms of their elites that, I guess really the elites that emerged through the New Order government, which began or really was solidified by those, you know, the 1965 massacres. So the two things are, I guess, related in the ban of the massacre, the discussion of the massacres, and the ban of discussion of this reclamation project in particular, because they somehow reflect badly on the establishment in Indonesia.
It doesn't actually work that well, does it? Because it gets discussed more than ever. I mean, your particular issue probably wouldn't have been known outside of Bali other than through this ban.
That's correct. I mean, that's the great irony, and I talked to the one of the key sponsors of the festival, Tony Wheeler, who used to run Lonely Planet, and that was his point. You know, now we've got more publicity than ever for the festival as a whole. But on the other side of this is a real tragedy, because the survivors, the elderly women who were going to speak at the festival, whose voices were recorded in some of those books around 1965, they were at the festival. They seemed very fearful. They are now kind of re-traumatized by almost being the victims of the massacres, you know, losing family members and suffering directly themselves. They're in a way kind of recriminalized, and they can no longer speak in public through these acts. So the real tragedy is for them, and also for people in the For Bali, you know, anti-reclamation movement. They're very scared now, and this fear of being able to speak, it relates to the crushing kind of trauma of the 65 massacres. So while Ubud Writers Festival has been a really, it came about as a festival of healing after the Bali bombing, and it's had that kind of reconciliation, kind of healing, bringing different minds together from different places. It's done that very successfully, and it's a great tragedy that process of healing and reconciliation hasn't been able to continue in this year's festival.
And it'll be interesting to see what gets tiptoed around at next year's Ubud Writers Festival. That's Thor Kerr, who was due to speak at the Bali Writers Festival, but was cancelled at the last moment.